Hi everyone, Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to the Washington Weekly Podcast on the UBS In The Now podcast channel. Joining us as always for the conversation, glad to welcome back Shane Lieberman, Senior Governmental Affairs Advisor with Governmental Affairs US here at UBS. Shane, good morning. Thank you for dropping by on this Friday to spend some time with our listeners and clients. Nice to have you back with us.
Thanks, Dan. Always good to be back with you.
So reflecting on the week that was, we did see that President Trump and several administration officials arrived in the United Kingdom earlier this week for a state visit. This marked the second state visit to the UK by President Trump. It was a very robust couple of days, a lot of takeaways. So I'm curious, Shane, as to what you took away from the visit in terms of economic-related progress or agreements that were either achieved or at a minimum announced between the U.S. and the U.K.?
Yeah, that's right, Dan. You know, it was a whirlwind 2 days for President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump and others as, Great Britain rolled out the red carpet. There are a lot of, interesting things to watch with some pageantry. But, to your point, there was a purpose behind all of this. And there were healthy conversations around a number of topics and some tough conversations, as it relates to the Russia-Ukraine war, Israel and Hamas, et cetera. But the kind of focal point, as you know, was this economic agreement, and which will lead to about $200 billion worth of investment in the United Kingdom and some investment into the U.S. A lot of it was focused on AI and tech. You had Jensen Huang from NVIDIA also on hand, as well as other tech leaders for the announcements. But some of these announcements were kind of known before, and I think it's just another step in solidifying them. The biggest of that $200 billion investment into the UK was actually from Blackstone, and that's a 10-year investment. So, this is a big deal for the United Kingdom as their economy has been struggling. So, trying to show some life. I think what's really interesting is that the focus was, on tech and AI. However, a part of it was energy and talking and working for smaller nuclear reactors to provide energy, because as we, I think, have talked about in the past, AI is bringing a lot of excitement. However, to fuel the AI revolution, an extraordinary amount of energy is going to be necessary. And so, this kind of part of the deal talking about energy, maybe not getting the headlines it deserves, but it's a big deal, and I think something that we should be following, especially from the market perspective, because it's going to have a real world impact on, the energy sector.
Well, definitely a productive few days. So thank you, Shane, for the recap. And if we come back stateside, this is interesting. There has been some focus on the prospects of the Trump administration privatizing government-sponsored entities, or GSEs. A couple of examples include Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae. So what's the thinking behind such a step, and what would it take for this all to materialize?
Yeah, and keep in mind the backstory here is that Fannie and Freddie have been under federal conservatorship since 2008. So, some 17 years coming up, not too far away from two decades, right? And the Trump administration, in its first go around, was always thinking about how to kind of get Fannie and Freddie out from government conservatorship. And I think, now in the second term for the Trump administration, it's really a priority for them to follow through here and see what they can do. So, over the past month or so, they have been having a number of conversations about what to do with Fannie and Freddie. And, there has been talk about essentially the sale of shares that would be essentially having an IPO for the two companies worth about $30 billion. So, this is an interesting proposal. Some Democrats in the Senate are already pushing back and having concerns about what it would mean for mortgage rates, you know, like Senator Elizabeth Warren, Senator Chuck Schumer, among others. So this is developing. I think the goal for the Trump administration is to have an announcement before the end of the year. So Q4 is a time period that we're going to be following this closely to see what exactly the Trump administration does here. But I think they're looking to make some big news in the coming weeks and months as it relates to Fannie and Freddie.
Well, some very interesting developments on this front indeed. And as you pointed out, Shane, this is something we can follow up on in a future conversation. Before we close out, have to, of course, spend a few moments just updating our listeners, our clients, as to where negotiations stand to keep the U.S. government funded, as the deadline at this point is quickly approaching. Any progress made by lawmakers this week? Where does this all stand as of today?
Yeah, that's right. We're just about a week and a half away from the deadline, and if no action is taken, then there will be a government shutdown. And this week, to your point, had some drama with it. Just before this started, you and I talking here, the House actually passed a bill to fund government operations through up to November 21st. And this bill was kind of clean in D.C. Terms, which means it didn't have, you know, all these different attachments of additional funding or other issues attached. So it was largely clean. I think there was an additional like $88 million for security for, you know, lawmakers, the executive branch, and the Supreme Court. But that's kind of it. And this bill passed pretty much on a party line. At the same time, the Senate is likely to vote later today on two competing government funding plans that I think both will fail. And then Congress is going to recess for the Jewish holidays next week. So I think next week will be kind of where we start to see some pressure amp up, but no action. And then when lawmakers come back right before the deadline, you know, will be an interesting thing. Can they reach an agreement on some kind of short-term funding deal, or will there be a government shutdown? As of today, I kind of am increasing the odds of a government shutdown, but that isn't a foregone conclusion yet. So we have an interesting, you know, week and a half ahead of us, and the end result may be a government shutdown, which if that does happen, you know, as we regularly discuss, it's not a huge market event, but it does have some disruption. You know, the Trump administration can have some flexibilities when it comes to what it actually shutters. So, you know, some of the bigger disruptions often are like with airline travel, you know, with air traffic controllers and TSA agents keep the wheels moving, which I think the Trump administration will do. So, you know, if there is a government shutdown, most Americans probably won't even notice it immediately. So we have an interesting week and a half ahead of us, and we'll see what happens. But as of today, I'm a little pessimistic and think there might be a government shutdown.
Well, thank you, Shane. Some very helpful clarity there. And we shall see what happens over the next week and a half or so. And we'll continue to keep our listeners informed along the way. Though, Shane, wish you a great weekend. Thank you for dropping by and looking forward to picking back up with our conversation again soon.
Looking forward, Dan. I hope you have a great weekend and we'll talk to you soon.
Again, today we have been joined by Shane Lieberman, Senior Governmental Affairs Advisor with Governmental Affairs U.S. here at UBS. As always, I do like to point out to our listeners, and especially our clients of UBS, you can now locate the latest Washington Weekly publication, which is available for you now up on UBS.com/Washington Weekly. From UBS Studios, I'm Dan Cassidy. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
As a firm providing wealth management services to clients, UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG, member FINRA SIPC.